Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, another month has flown by, and we're already the first Monday of March, and getting taste of spring intermixed with remnants of winter here in northern Indiana, which is pretty typical for March. And so enjoying the days that the sunshine comes and enduring the days that it doesn't. But yesterday we dove into Matthew chapter 9 and considered what it looks like to have compassion for the sick. Not simply the physically sick, but those who are sleeping, those who are invalid, those who are part of the crowd, those that are, well, that kind. Yeah, and how Jesus shows compassion on all people and how we ought to do the same and to learn what it means to have mercy, to show compassion, to forgive. And so throughout the week, a broadcast part of this week, the weekday mornings, we're going to look at different aspects of the compassion that we ought to be living with, because it's the compassion that God has. And we're going to start this morning with compassion of true justice. And we've dealt with this topic of justice off and on throughout the years that I've been doing these morning devotions, and we've talked about, from God's perspective, justice being all about making things right, even more so than punishment, more than revenge. We tend to think of justice in our country a little bit differently sometimes. And we create jails and we call them justice centers. And sometimes there's a necessity for that. But even when that's a necessity, that's only part of true justice. Because there also needs to be a part of restoration, a part of making things right. And the good news or bad news, depending on how you want to look at it, is we can't really do that on our own. We can only make things right to a point. And then we need Jesus, the one who makes things right between us and God. And so as we consider true justice, we're going to look this morning at Zechariah chapter 7, verse 9. It says, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another." Through God's direction, the prophet links these concepts of true justice with compassion and mercy. Because without compassion and mercy, true justice sounds an awful lot like the old law, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I've said before, when we've talked about this topic, if we truly live by that precept of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, we're going to be living in a world filled with toothless blind people. Why? Because all have sinned. And yet God comes along and in His own mercy, in His own compassion, He relents from causing harm. Harm that's, well, actually owed. Harm that's, well, we deserve. It's not that He's trying to punish us or trying to deprive us of what we think our rights are. In fact, it's His great mercy and compassion that keeps us from being destroyed. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, while we were enemies in our own mind with God, Christ died for us. His mercy and compassion cared about us and cared for us, even in times where we didn't really care for ourselves. And when we live as those forgiven by the blood of Jesus, those who have been cleansed by His blood, those that have been made right, restored to God, it ought to change how we treat one another. Unfortunately, there are many tools of mistreatment that are readily available to any one of us in today's world. And it's a lot easier to pass judgment and condemnation than it is to show restraint. And restraint is that characteristic that's necessary for us to show mercy, to have compassion on someone else. Restraint, because those are not natural characteristics of the human mind, the human flesh, the human heart. And the restraint holds us back while we allow God to work. Now, the good news is the more that we practice restraint, the more that we live with true justice, the more natural it becomes. We train ourselves in all godliness and righteousness. Sometimes we forget that the Bible teaches us that we need to train ourselves in those things. We think that trying is good enough. If we want to accomplish something that we've never done before, rarely is trying good enough. I know it depends a little bit on what that is, but suppose that you decide today, for some reason, that you want to run a marathon. Now, if that marathon happens to be later this week, you're probably just going to try it. There's not really time to train. There's not time to prepare. There's not time to be ready. And unless you're already prepared physically to run that distance, chances are it's not going to work out too well. However, if that marathon is 6 months away, a year away, or some time period that gives you adequate time for training, you're more likely to be successful because you're doing the things each day that prepare you. And I believe when it comes to mercy and compassion, when it comes to showing true justice, we have to train our heart and our mind to do such things, to forgive. To suffer with someone. To understand the depth of their pain. And the Bible tells us that we endure many things so that we're prepared to comfort others with the same comfort that we ourselves have received. And many times we don't understand. That's why we're going through what we're going through. It's not to punish us. It's not to make things difficult for us, but it's to prepare us. It's to train us to be more merciful, to be more compassionate, to be more understanding. You see, God's desire is that we make things right, and we begin to make things right when we step back and look at the big picture. And we begin to understand all of the influences of the evil one that have caused the wrong which exists. And rather than casting judgment upon the person involved, we recognize the source of the evil, and which leads to greater mercy and compassion on the one who, well, is used by the enemy, becomes a victim in one sense. That doesn't mean there aren't still consequences. It doesn't mean that there weren't choices that that person made that need correcting, that need perhaps some level of discipline, punishment, if you will, but not to the point of hopelessness. A punishment which leads to things being made right. You see, that's the true justice that God wants us to live with. A justice that seeks godly consequences for the purpose of waking us up so that we would turn to Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And we recognize there are times that our deeds of the flesh, the sins that we commit, bring about a punishment, a consequence that isn't designed to destroy us, but rather designed to make us look towards you in order to see your mercy and compassion, in order to see how you not only want us to make things right to the best of our ability, but how you want us to lean into you, that you would make things right in the areas that we can't. So God, today, as we live life, may we be those that are truly concerned about true justice, about things being made right. And not about a life of no consequences, but appropriate consequences that help with restoration. Restoration of that which had been damaged, restoration of that which was destroyed, restoration of people. And God, in the midst of that, we come to realize pretty quickly how necessary that mercy and compassion are. Because sometimes we get involved in sin to such an extent that we look at our own life or we look at the lives of others, and it's easy to recognize that we don't deserve anything good. They don't deserve anything good. Their sin or our sin was such a horrendous act. And yet, from your perspective, that's true of all of the sin we commit. And even when you recognize the horrendous nature of the sin that we've committed, you stepped forth through your Son Jesus with an overwhelming mercy and compassion. While we were still enemies, He willingly died for us so that true justice would prevail, that things could be made right. So God, today, as we live life, as we look at ourselves or we look at others, may you soften our hearts. May you give us a mind, a will, a desire that true justice, your justice, would prevail. And Father, as we're filled with that heart and that desire, may we grow in our practice of showing mercy and having compassion. And Father, when mercy and compassion seems so rare, when people wonder why in the world we would ever be merciful or compassionate towards that person, help us to lift up Jesus, the one that teaches us by His word, by His example, by His life, His death, His resurrection, what true justice looks like, what mercy and compassion can accomplish. And Father, as we lift up Jesus as the source, it's my prayer that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.